case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great has a record of 36 wins, only been beaten 6 times in season 6. Excuse me, is that 38? Sorry. It's written very poorly in front of me. Somebody writes with chicken scratch handwriting.
Yeah, Gibbons the Great.
Gibbons the Great writes with his feet. He could be lying
and we would believe. He literally goes up there and fixes it every day. Like, he could just say 38. We wouldn't even know.
Well, fine. We'll bring him in the studio. Come on in here to guess who this person's thinking. Guess who they're thinking of. Come on.
Hey, what's going on over here?
Got our friend Melissa on the phone. Where are you calling from?
Germantown.
Nice. Germantown. We love Germantown.
My gosh, I'm there all the time.
Yep.
I was just there yesterday at Goodwill and Fleet Farm.
Oh, really? I was just there since I'm yesterday, too. I didn't see
you. Oh, my goodness. Cheap toys, baby.
All right, Gibbons the Great.
I haven't been able to hear you.
Melissa, you ready?
Oh, you're funny.
Melissa, you ready to stuff Gibbons the Great?
I sure am.
All right, let's go.
All right, are you thinking of a human being?
I am.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yes.
Might you have on your mind a creator of music?
No.
Is this somebody from a popular TV show?
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody who acts in pornography?
No.
Does this person that you're thinking of have any children of their own?
Yes.
Is this someone who plays in movies?
Yes.
Maybe you got a blonde-haired person on your brain?
No.
Is this somebody who is close to Mr. Brad Pitt?
No.
She's close to Brad Pitt.
Is she?
Yeah, I'll tell you why later, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, she's still alive.
All right. Is this person maybe close to Angelina Jolie?
No.
No, okay, thanks, Allie.
You're welcome. I'll tell you why after.
Okay, cool.
Has this person that you got on your mind ever played with the actor Richard Gere?
Yes.
Could this person maybe have a horse whose name is Jeffrey?
Yes, I believe. If I'm thinking correctly.
All right, me got this one. Let's be clear out my crystal ball. Maybe she a pretty woman, but she a great actress because you'd be thinking of Julia Roberts.
Yes, you got me.
Which Brad Pitt connection were you thinking of, Allie?
It's Ocean's 11. They did a move. They did that together. She's really good friends with George Clooney and Brad Pitt, but you'd have to read a lot to know that.
She was also in The Mexican with Brad Pitt. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was an old one, too.
That's why I was wondering which one you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew she was friends with him.
I've never seen those. I've seen everything else, but I've never seen The Ocean's
Girl, they're good. Yes, you should see. And they have so many celebrities.
Yeah. The Ocean's movies are pretty fantastic. Male or female, you'll love them.
Side note, did you see the article that got run on Julia Roberts in the Post Journal in Jamestown? They put an article out that ended up being shared, and the title was Julia Roberts Finds Life and Her Holes Get Better with Age. It was supposed to say her roles.
Oh.
It was run in a newspaper. It was picked up. Everyone else fixed it.
Didn't the red squiggly line show up underneath that? No, I guess not. It's spelled correctly.
You can Google it. See the picture of her right near it. What's Julia awkward? Roberts Finds Life and Her Holes Get Better with Age.
They do get better with age. Your holes do.
Oh, God, gross.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Love you.
Love you back. Gibbons the Great. We play every morning around 8:20 on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.